I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
In the acting world, like in so many professions, time eventually comes a calling for even the greatest in the game. However, while it's not surprising to hear that iconic names in their 80s and 90s, like Gene Hackman and Jack Nicholson, are retired these days, there are those actors who retire way earlier than anyone ever expected. I'm Josh from WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 actors you didn't know were retired. Number 10, Cameron Diaz. During the late 90s and into the 2000s, Cameron Diaz was one of the busiest actresses in Hollywood. Having made her debut in The Mask, a role she landed at a time when she had zero acting experience, the always bubbly Diaz went on to make memorable appearances in such heavy hitters such as There's Something About Mary, Gangs of New York, Any Given Sunday, Being John Malkovich, Vanilla Sky, and the two Charlie's Angels pictures. As it stands now, though, the final role of the stellar career of Cameron Diaz is her turn as controlling drunk Colleen Hannigan in the 2014 take on Annie. In the immediate aftermath of Annie's release, Diaz opted to take a break from the industry, citing how she had become fed up with the extensive travel involved in the film business. That break from the industry, though, became a more permanent arrangement in March 2018, when the actress formally announced her retirement. Since her appearance in Annie, Cameron Diaz has penned her second health-based book, started her own organic wine brand, invested in health and biotech startups, and even married Good Charlotte's Benji Madden. Number 9. Joe Pesci. Due to his sheer presence alone, Joe Pesci is a hugely recognizable face and name amongst film fans. And so, many have wondered why Pesci has barely been seen on the silver screen for the past 20 years. For those who thought that maybe the powerhouse Italian-American actor's career had taken a nosedive, and that he'd been forced to star in low-budget bargain basement dross that flew under the radar, which is often the case in the movie industry, that's not actually why Joe Pesci has been out of the public eye. Instead, Pesci actually announced his retirement back in 1999 following Lethal Weapon 4. With two studio albums under his belt at that point in time, he decided to quit acting in order to focus on a music career singing about wise guys rather than playing them. In the years since then, the Academy Award winner has been coaxed out of retirement on a few sparse occasions, most notably for Martin Scorsese's The Irishman in 2019. But even then, it apparently took a lot of convincing from Scorsese himself to get the actor on set. Number 8, Mara Wilson. It's a little crazy to think that someone would retire from acting at the age of just 13, but that was indeed the case for Mara Wilson. Well, at least initially. Having famously appeared in Mrs. Doubtfire, Miracle on 34th Street, and then headlined 1996's Matilda, the young Mara announced her retirement in 2000. She reportedly got sent the script for Donnie Darko shortly after making this decision, but turned down the opportunity to audition for Richard Kelly's twisted sci-fi thriller masterpiece. Wilson would eventually return to acting in the 2012 web series Miss Connection, and she's since made sporadic appearances here and there, most notably voicing Jill Pill in BoJack Horseman, but the main focus of her career these days is in her writing work. On why she stepped away from acting in 2000, Wilson has openly discussed how the body image-obsessed world of Hollywood made her question her desire to remain in that particular bubble. Number 7, Jack Gleason. Jack Gleason got to ham it up as one of the most detestable TV characters in recent TV history, playing Joffrey Baratheon in 26 episodes of Game of Thrones. Once the Irish actor's work was finished on Thrones, though, he decided that the acting life wasn't for him, retiring from the industry in 2014 to instead focus on a career in academia. For one reason or another, that academic career didn't pan out, but Gleason has spent his post-Thrones years working in theatre production. Back in 2010, he was one of the founders of the Collapsing Horse Theatre Company in Dublin. And it's with Collapsing Horse that a lot of his energy has been focused until the company was wrapped up in 2019. A few comedy festival appearances and even some conventions have followed for Gleeson since that date, but he still very much seems to be happy away from the spotlight of the acting industry, although a fleeting appearance in Out of Her Mind last year may mean that a full-on return to acting can't be ruled out for the now 28-year-old. Number 6, Bridget Fonda. First coming to prominence in the late 80s, well, unless you count an uncredited appearance from an infant Fonda in 1969's Easy Rider, Bridget Fonda became one of the most prolific stars of the 90s, and then, just like that, she disappeared. To be specific, Bridget was last seen on the silver screen in 2001 with The Whole Shebang, while she'd then appear in the made-for-TV Hallmark special Snow Queen the following year. Since then, though, the Jackie Brown single white female and The Godfather Part 3 standout has steered clear of the entertainment industry. After marrying famed composer Danny Elfman in 2003, Fonda ultimately retired from the movie business in order to focus on starting a family. It's also worth adding that 2003 was also the year that Bridget Fonda had a nasty car accident that left her with a fractured vertebrae, and one could speculate that maybe that also influenced her decision to step away from acting. Number 5, Matthew Fox. While Lost was very much a major ensemble piece, Matthew Fox was unquestionably one of the true leads of the opinion-splitting show. Before Lost, of course, there was Party of Five, and the years after Fox landed the Jack Shepherd role saw the actor star in offerings such as Speed Racer, Alex Cross, and briefly World War Z, which the actor was admittedly mostly cut out of. Still, the last acting role in Matthew Fox's CV right now is 2015's Utterly Brutal Bone Tomahawk. Once Lost wrapped up in 2010, Fox moved out into the sticks of rural Oregon, away from the glam of Hollywood. And to pour further fuel on Matthew Fox being completely done with acting, he's never been shy in admitting that he has at times absolutely hated the profession. Given the huge paydays that Lost offered up, you can maybe understand why the 54-year-old has had minimal interest in ever taking another acting gig. On top of this, however, controversy has also dogged Fox at times. The early 2010s saw him accused of violence against women, particularly in 2012, when Lost co-star Dominic Monaghan publicly accused him of beating women often. Number 4, the Olsen twins. Since coming to the fore in 2011 with Martha Marcy May Marlene, Elizabeth Olsen has amassed quite the array of impressive credits, with roles in Silent House, Godzilla, the Old Boy remake, and of course Wanda Maximoff in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Before Elizabeth came around, though, there were two other Olsens who were garnering all kinds of attention, those of course being Mary-Kate and Ashley. 3 years Elizabeth seniors, these twins were everywhere at one point in time. The Adventures of Mary-Kate and Ashley, Full House, So Little Time, Two of a Kind, and even The Simpsons were just some of the places where you could find this duo taking center stage. 2004 saw Mary-Kate and Ashley begin to delve into the fashion world, which was yet another bold venture for the two after setting up their own dual star production company in the 90s. Subsequently, that year saw Ashley quietly retire from acting, although Mary-Kate would continue in the industry until a formal retirement announcement in 2012. Number 3, Tobey Maguire. To a certain generation of film fans, Tobey Maguire is Spider-Man. Sure, Andrew Garfield has his supporters and Tom Holland is wowing as the old webhead right now, but Maguire made for a phenomenal Spidey in Sam Raimi's trilogy. There's far more to Tobey's bow than just the wall crawler mind, for he also impressed in Pleasantville, The Side of House Rules, Seabiscuit, and I personally thought he was really good in The Great Gatsby. The reason why Maguire hasn't been seen in anything of note in recent years, though, is that he has effectively retired from acting completely. Instead, the former Peter Parker is these days more interested in producing movies than starring in them, with 12 producer credits under his belt and a 13th picture on the way. In fact, the last time that Tobey Maguire was in front of a camera was back in 2014's Bobby Fischer biopic, Pawn Sacrifice, where he played the headline act and also served as producer. Since then, the only acting credit to Maguire's name is him narrating The Boss Baby. Tobey was actually asked whether he had retired from the profession in a recent interview with THR, where he was evasive, saying, quote, "I'll do what I feel called to do." Of course, there's major rumors out there right now to say that Tobey Maguire will once again be suiting up as Spider-Man alongside the Garfield and Holland versions of the character in this December's Spider-Man No Way Home. But until that happens, it looks like acting is something very much in Maguire's rearview mirror. Number 2, Daniel Day-Lewis. Daniel Day-Lewis is one of the greatest actors of his generation and is generally viewed as one of the very best performers in the history of film, period. Known for his meticulous, methodical ways, Day-Lewis has a staggering 3 Academy Awards for Best Actor to his name. But for those wondering why one of the all-time greats hasn't been seen on our screens for a little while now, well, that's because the London-born actor actually called it quits in 2017. This is actually the second time that Day-Lewis has retired from acting, with him catching many off guard when he announced his exit from the industry in 1997 to instead become a shoemaker in Italy. Yes, for real, I have not made that up. Martin Scorsese, with whom Day-Lewis had worked with on The Age of Innocence in 93, managed to coerce the actor back into the game in 2000 for his upcoming Gangs of New York, for which Day-Lewis received an Oscar nomination. Mesmerizing performances followed in There Will Be Blood, Nine, and Lincoln, before Day-Lewis once again entered retirement after the release of Paul Thomas Anderson's Phantom Thread in 2017, citing to W Magazine how he no longer found value in his work and that he wanted to explore the world. Number 1. Emma Watson. With the announcement having been reported by several news outlets after originating from the Daily Mail, the purported retirement of Emma Watson at the age of 30 came as a bit of a shock. Now, while the Daily Mail is not the most reliable of sources, the story of Watson's immediate retirement came to the outlet via the star's agent. To be precise, they said that the acting career of Emma Watson was declared dormant and that she's no longer seeking any future projects. According to the outlet, the reason for this retirement is that Watson wants to spend more time with her partner of 18 months, Leo Robinson. However, since the news started circulating, Watson's manager has denied the claims to Entertainment Weekly, saying that, quote, Emma's social media accounts are dormant, but her career isn't, end quote. A retirement at 30 does seem remarkably young, but the caveat here is that the actress has already racked up a career spanning nearly 21 years. Likewise, it was only last year that Watson teased moving away from acting to focus on, quote, fewer red carpets and more conference meetings, end quote, in relation to pursuing the activism work that she's been so involved with for several years now. Of course, a return to the silver screen is very much a possibility down the line for Emma Watson, as per her manager's comments. But for now, at least an extended break or semi-retirement could be on the cards.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.